Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Friday, guys. That was Richie, Ace High, Ace of Vito. Welcome to Get Lifted Radio. Thank you guys for rocking with us. Tonight's Purpose and Power edition, we have a very special guest, a fitness certified fitness trainer, a health advocate, a mother, a model, just an all-around media mogul. Ms. Tasha McKeel will be joining us. So I want to go ahead and just give you guys a little background on this sister. She was born and raised in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and she's worked at, you know, major radio stations. And she has, like, you know, background in media, been in the Source Power 30, and she's a survivor. So I want you to please engage, you know, call in if you have any questions. We're going to be discussing relationships, both, you know, professional as well as romantic, fitness, domestic violence, and a few other areas that, you know, can help you guys to kind of get out of sticky situations that you may be in. So we're going to jump into another song break real quick until our caller, our guest calls in is ready to go live with you guys. Once again, thank you guys for rocking with Get Lifted Radio. I want you to make sure you also follow Tasha McKeel on social media. Her Facebook is actually Tasha McKeel's fan page, but follow her on Twitter and Instagram at Tasha McKeel. That's TOSHAMAKIA. And like I said, Facebook is Tasha Makia's fan page. And you'll get lots of great recipes if you're trying to lead a healthy lifestyle and change your eating and eat clean, and as well just various points of inspiration. She's super, super dope. So she'll be calling in soon, and we will get with her in just a second. We're going to take a quick song break, and we'll be right back with Tasha Makia.
What up?
You are doing some amazing things. Like, first of all, your story is super inspirational. From the health advocacy point, and you know, from the relationships element of it as well. Like, I just briefly gave the guests just a little bit, like not much at all, about you, because
yeah.
I want to kind of leave that up to you to kind of get into telling your story. But you're a survivor, and I just want to, you know, hats off, like executive salute, like you are amazing.
Thank you so much. That means a lot. I've been through a lot, so I pretty much share my life with other people in hopes that they can kind of avoid a lot of the things that I bump into, or kind of learn from the things that I share for myself, or then the women and the men and the children that I help save. So I just pretty much, you know, use my life as a blueprint for others. You know what I mean? I just hope that it just helps other people. So I've been through a lot. I'm a mom. You know, I'm a singer turned radio personality, a survivor. Yeah, like you said, a certified personal trainer to my boss babes. And, you know, I just love empowering women and letting them know that there's so much more out there than to be so catty. And, you know, if we all came together, there's so many beautiful things we can do. And I just have a lot going on. You know, I love helping people. It does something to me that money can't do, you know. And I know money's great, but it's a feeling inside that just, there's no way to explain it. So I just give and give and give till I can't give no more, you know. That's pretty much it.
Word. So dope. Channeling your inner Abraham Maslow, sounds like. That's amazing. We saw recently you were on a panel in North Carolina speaking
mm-hmm.
about domestic violence. I got a chance to see like some pretty touching moments, like where, you know, you and some of the people were interacting and embracing. And tell us a little bit about your journey with domestic violence. I can't imagine like somebody even going there with such a giving person. I mean, how did you come to be strong enough to, you know, pull yourself out of it?
Well, to really be honest, the first person I ever dated was the person that actually did this, you know, did it to me. It's my daughter's biological father. What actually pulled us and got the strength to get us out was my daughter, the person that I stayed for, the person that I tried to hold the relationship together for. All the while I'm thinking, she doesn't know, you know, I'm going to make this the best family she's ever had. I don't want her to blame me later on in her life like you separated our family. So the whole time I'm trying to portray this perfect family, thinking she doesn't hear, she doesn't know. She is 18 now. We left in 2005. Jeez. So she was maybe eight years old. She's the reason we left. She's my hero. One day she just grabbed my face while he was having a breakdown because he needed money for drugs and his habit or whatever it was. And she just grabbed my face and like, Mom, I had enough. Please make it stop. Please make it stop. And it was crazy because for 15 years of my life, ever since I was maybe 14 years old when I met him, he was all I knew. And for her to say, Mom, make it stop, was the only thing I needed.
Right.
I took on rapes. I took on manipulation, isolation, lost friends, lost family. Family members were having intercourse with this man. You know, it was out of control. And all I needed to hear from my child was, Mom, make it stop. And I did, by any means necessary. And it was not easy. But once you are focused and you're saying, I'm done, you're done, and you look forward, you don't look backwards, you just keep moving. So from there on, I just made sure I did the best I could do. At that time, I wind up trying to throw him off and sending my daughter to private school in a different state for about a year just to kind of get her back on with my mother. And at that time, I got, you know, we both just started with our healing. And then from there, you know, right before we left, I just said to God, I said, God, if you get me out of this, I promise to help other women for the rest of my life, even if I'm not paid, I promise. I will just help other women get out. And I really gave it my all because at one point I was just telling my best friend, Tanika, I lost faith. Like, if you told me that God wouldn't give me more than I can handle, I'll look at you like you were ridiculous because at that time in my life,
you still there, Tosh? We lost our guest. Okay, we are going to take a quick song break until we resolve and get Tasha Makia back on the line. Amazing, amazing story. I want you guys to make certain, okay, here she is. Make certain and follow her on social media. Sorry about that. Blog Talk Radio, you guys know the struggle with that. So we have Tasha Makia back on the line. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Not sure what exactly happened. But yeah, you were saying, you know, that you kind of wanted to just like continue to help other people through the things that you learned and.
Yeah, I mean, I had given up on my faith. I'd given up on everything. I didn't want to hear anybody tell me about God wouldn't do this. God, you know, God would give you. I just during that time of my life, this mind you, this is like 2000. I left him and finally in 2005. But finally something just clicked and I just said to God, you know, like I said before, if you just get me out of this, I promise to help other people. And I had not broken that promise, like no matter what. My girlfriend, my business partner, Tanika, she'll come over because we get to train. And she says, we have to do legs today. And I'm like, I can't because last night I was up with a mother who had four children and who was being abused. So this is how much of my life I give. And I can get a phone call at 3 o'clock in the morning and I have to pick up that phone. Like this is my promise. And this is what I do, and I love every bit of it. I love every bit of it.
That's amazing. You have a history in broadcast media. You are going to be jumping back into things with your show, Girl Talk, with Tasha Makia.
Yes, I'm excited about
that. We're excited. We can't wait. We can't wait. I mean, because
thank you.
Kind of following and seeing all the amazing things you do, you know, like it's awesome to know that women have a place to turn to, you know, like you don't have to go it alone if you're going through these things. Like, you know, this sister is out here like day in, day out, you know, for you guys. And it's I can't even front and say it's like just women because I've seen her like help guys on their journeys too. Like, she's just an amazing support system for so many people. So you guys make sure and connect and follow her on social media, as I've suggested. You also had a super weight loss journey, and I'm, like, all about that and learning more about that because I've put on some weight and need to lose it, like, yesterday. So tell us a little bit about that and how you struggled with high blood pressure and things like that that caused you to kind of start your fitness journey.
Yeah, I one day I was happened to be sitting on my couch here. It was maybe 2012, and I got off the couch and we heard a pop. And as weeks went on, I wasn't able to walk. The weight just started coming on. I went to a doctor and he told me I had bursitis in my left hip. A fractured vertebrae to bulging disc. Like, it was really bad. And I'm young, so I was, like, you know, starting to feel pretty old as far as not being able to walk. It was really hard, you know, on me. And I'm a radio personality. I'm on the morning show every morning. And it was getting bad where it became pretty much a tussle with my morning show job. Got to a point where my daughter and my mom were bathing me and helping me use the bathroom. It was very humbling. Then in 2013, in May, I decided to get the back surgery because I just couldn't take it anymore at my age. There was no way that I can continue to do what I was doing for others, for radio, for women, empowerment, all these things, and I couldn't get off the couch because I was in so much pain. Right after my surgery in May, that was May 8th, I didn't waste any time. May 8th, 2013 was my surgery. July 3rd of 2013, I decided to get back in the gym. I dropped over 100 pounds, maybe 101 pounds. And thank God, again, for my business partner and my friend, Tanika Joyner, because she's a sports nutritionist. So with her meals, I was able to get myself together, and she taught me how to eat. And, you know, I actually got on this awesome protein shake called Visalus, so it definitely helped me out. But I pushed myself. I made no excuses. I told myself that if I don't do this, that I this was my last, this is my last point in my life. Like, I have three children. So my sons are 6 and 4 now, and they're wanting to play outside. I had enough of the excuses. I had enough of the excuses and embarrassment and why I couldn't get dressed and go to my daughter's play at school or see her sing in the choir, or my girlfriends called and wanted to have dinner. I would always have excuses because getting dressed became like work. You know, you're layering up. You're just super tired. I was on steroids and all types of medications for years, and I just got tired. So I decided on July 3rd, which is maybe not even 60 days after my back surgery, all against my doctor's rules, but I did it safe and dropped a lot of weight, and now I feel amazing, and I can walk. I'll be running for the first time this July, but it wasn't easy, but I made sure I didn't. I took it day by day. I didn't push myself to jump into the following weeks and months ahead. I took it day by day. I prayed. I learned how to do meal prep, you know, so when I'm hungry, I wasn't grabbing Oreos or burgers, but I wanted to give myself a better me. I mean, you only have one shot of who you are. You don't get this whole life to, you don't get to do this again. So I wanted to be the best example, not just for myself, because it was all for me, not for anybody else, for myself, then my children, and then for everyone that I help out and empower, and those people that just follow me just because. I wanted to show them if I can do it, and I love helping people, but if I can get off the couch, then you can do it too. So it's just amazing. It's an amazing feeling to take back your life. You only get one time, so why not? Why not?
For sure, for sure.
Yeah. So
and
that's what we've
tell
been
me,
doing.
Like, after all of these triumphs and you know leaps and bounds you've made, like has homeboy kind of expressed remorse? Like, does he realize the damage he did, at least?
If he's reached out to apologize or any of that, you say?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know sometimes it's difficult, like, you know, it becomes kind of like heard it all before for women sometimes in those situations, and they, you know, sometimes don't even know when to even accept the calls or the apologies or the, you know what I mean? Like, it might just be another setup to the same thing. So I was just wondering if you experienced any of that or, you know, how you advise other women to deal with that if they are.
Well, once you separate the emotional from who you are, you can kind of be a person, you know? So if I acted out on my emotions, even in my life and in my business and professional life, I would not be good. So I think once you're able to kind of separate the emotions, it works. Like, for me, he's reached out, but it's always been because just trying to get to my daughter who doesn't want to be bothered with him, and now she's of age, so she doesn't have to worry. She's changing her last name, you know, things like that. But there's never been an apology. But, you know, like, you get to a point where you have to kind of be content with the apology you're never going to get. And as long as you love yourself, you don't really need that apology. I mean, for me, I'm not holding on to anything that he did. I can finally say his name, and it doesn't bother me. I can finally smell the deodorant he used to use, and it doesn't bother me. You know, I pray for him. I pray for his family, and I hope that they'll all be good. But that's 10 years ago. And I say that not to sound good or to seem like, oh, wow, you know, this is really who I am. And I pray for him just like I pray for everybody else, and that God has mercy on him. But you know, I hope that the women that he deals with, that they see what he has done, because do you hope that someone changes? Yes, but a person doesn't change overnight. Now, this has been 10 years. Do I hope that he's changed? Absolutely. I don't know who he is, just like he doesn't know who I am now. I'm much stronger. I am not the person that I once was when I was with him, you know. But he hasn't reached out for an apology, and it's okay. I don't need it, and I don't say that in a catty way because I'm not that kind of person, but I've moved on, and I got a beautiful daughter out of it who's smart and is getting ready to go to college for forensic psychology. And, you know, she's helping other teenagers through a My Girly page on Instagram, where she has over 300,000 followers. And she lets them know about self-esteem and love and how you're supposed to feel versus control. And she's learned from the experience. You know, I took my situation and taught her with it so that she didn't recycle what I did. So, no, I didn't get that apology, honey. But I'm cool with it. I'm very, very cool,
amazing.
I promise.
That's amazing.
I'm good.
She said, I don't need it. Real talk.
No, because
you are,
at the end of the day, I'm better. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Word up. All right, well, we're going to take a quick song break. I don't want to hold you too long. I know you have things to do tonight, and when we come back, I'll just go ahead and let you wrap up with what you have coming up and what people can expect from you and how to connect with you once again. And just to reiterate, like I said, you're the bomb. So that's it.
Thank
we're going to jump into Deluxe featuring Ace Hood, Bomb Bomb. We're live with Tasha Makia. You guys follow her
that's
on social
artist.
Media. We'll be right back. Yeah, yeah. Deluxe Music. Follow him on social media. I learned about this young man and his amazing story through this young woman. Like I said, she doesn't just support women. Like, this isn't any, like, you know, crazy women's lib stuff. Like, she's just a genuine person, you guys. So when I say she's the bomb, like, I mean it in every sense of the word. You guys follow Tasha Makia. Facebook, Tasha Makia fans, fan page, and Instagram and Twitter is Tasha Makia. We'll be right back right after Deluxe Bomb Bomb.
Yeah, I picture you in them heels, picture you with no clothes. Your finance and that lingerie and that freaky shit that I'm on. Shawty got a man, never mind that jerk. Killing them hoes, she belong in the hearse. She don't need a job, she can get that work. Get that work, you can get that work. And I know that's what's the good of them soul food. Make you wanna slap your mama. You the bomb, baby, that's tick tick. But no Afghan or Bin Laden. Come take a ride in my theme park. I watch you do it, that's a work of art. When that click, kiss, and that moan is starting them deep inside of her Noah's Ark.
It's so right that it can't be wrong. All night,
yeah.
To the break of dawn.
Baby, you the bomb bomb, you the best.
You
know that
best.
You the bomb bomb, you the best.
You the
baby,
best.
You're the business, and you're who everybody wanna get with. Baby, you the bomb bomb, you the best. You know that you the bomb bomb, you the best.
Baby, you the bomb bomb, I confess. You know you got that bomb bomb between your legs. Ever since you've given me a taste,
girl, you can't be replaced.
I want the bomb bomb and nothing less.
From your head down to your shoes, even the scent of your perfume got me so madly wanting you that I'll do anything you want me to.
Bomb bomb and you know it. Baby, you the bomb bomb and you show it. Ever since you came into my life, every other girl has it been right. I want that bomb bomb girl tonight.
From your head down to your shoes, even the scent of your perfume got me so madly wanting you that I'll do anything you want.
You know.
All right, thank you guys for rocking with Get Lifted Radio. That was Deluxe. Follow him on social media at Deluxe Music. That's D-L-U-X Music. And that was also Ace Hood featured on that track. Again, came across this artist through an amazing couple of she moguls, Tasha Makia, and a great, great, great branding professional, Tamara Simmons. Tell us a little bit about your work in the music industry and what you have coming up, like what we can expect. The girl talk, future of you as an artist and entertainer, your modeling. Let us have a little sneak peek of what we can expect. Yep.
Well, right now you heard Deluxe. Deluxe also has a new single out called Birthday Suit, which is awesome. So we're working with Cash Money's very own Mel Smith, which I'm really excited about that, and Forte. We call him Forte. So we're working on that right now. I'll also be coming up doing some music, recording, and all those great things. Aside from that, the Girl Talk with Tasha Makia is going to be dropping April 2015. I'm very excited about that. It'll be all, women from a woman's point of view. But the guys get to listen in and learn a lot of things about us women, because I want to also let the guys know why we do the things that we do or why we feel the way that we feel. So it's definitely going to be a fun show, again, all from a woman's point of view. At the same time, we're also launching a business. My girlfriend, Tanika Joyner, my business partner, Tanika Joyner, and I, we've opened up a gym. It's a private location. It's an invite thing only. But we also do interviews to allow people to come into the location, because we're kind of catering to women that have gone through domestic violence and things like that. So I'm very proud of that, not just women that are, survivors, but your day-to-day women as well. But there's so much going on with recording and being a mom and, with Girl Talk with Tasha Makia. I'm just excited about it. Like, I'm excited about everything. I'm always busy, so I'm definitely thankful for that. So I'll definitely be keeping you guys posted with everything we're doing. Absolutely.
Awesome. We appreciate it. You make it a point to let these women know that, controlling you and loving you is two different things, and that love doesn't hurt or break you down. And for the sisters that need to know that, again, I can't reiterate enough, connect with Tasha Makia. From what I understand, you're available for booking, correct?
Yes. Yes, I am.
All
you
right,
gotta just
so
email me,
boom.
booktashamakia@gmail.com. That's easy.
Mad easy. So, yeah, we are super, super thankful for you taking time out of your schedule to chop it up with us. And we look forward to hearing more from you and supporting you along the rest of your journey. You guys that are in the North, is it North Carolina?
Yeah, I'm in North Carolina right now, yes.
Okay, so you guys that are in the North Carolina area and looking to, get in shape tomorrow, like hit her up if you're serious. Like,
yes.
I've seen some of the meals and some of the things that she has herself for breakfast, and like some of these photos are like mouth watering. So it doesn't have to be like horrible. Her meal plan, she lays everything out for you guys, like how to put it together for the week. It doesn't have to be hard. So I know I'm
no.
like I'm saving up. Like, I'm gonna definitely be hitting you up. Like, once I can afford you, boom, I'm hitting you up, and I'm doing it from wherever I am in the world. Because
and
it,
we do
it,
do
it,
that,
it,
and you can do that. Yeah, we have online training. See, I'm the one who will. We do more of a CrossFit type of a training, but Tanika Joyner is the one who is the sports nutritionist, and she puts together the meals. And I'm telling you, they're amazing. So if you're ever interested in getting a meal prep, you can be in a whole different state, a whole other country. You can email TanikaJoyner@gmail.com. Very easy. Her name is like that. That's her handle on everything on social media, Tanika Joyner. And we're the ones that will definitely bring you in the gym and have you drop some serious weight. My girls are losing 3 to 4 pounds every week. They're doing really, really good every 2 weeks. They're doing really, really good. So I'm just well-rounded, and I just love helping women feel beautiful about themselves, because I know what it is to not love yourself and finally get through the storm. So I'm trying to teach women, show women what I've gone through and help them get better. So that's just my purpose. It's just what I'm here for. And if I can do that, I've done my job.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, once again, thank you so much, Queen, for taking a second to chop it up with us. I'm not going to hold you. I know that you had mentioned that you had some engagements lined up tonight, but you even canceled those engagements to be available for someone in need. So the last thing I want to do is hold you up. And once again, I commend you on doing things like that and, you know, just living your life and leading with an altruistic example. God bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless you, too. Anything you guys need, I'm always here. I would love to chop it up with you guys. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All righty. Thank you so much, Tasha. Girl Talk with Tasha Makia, April 2015. You guys, don't forget, she's got music coming. Follow her artist, Deluxe Music. I forgot George's Twitter handle, but it's George Forte, you said?
George Forte, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
JB40, he'll kill us.
No doubt. So follow those boys, Track Sanders, Mel Smith.
Mm-hmm.
The whole camp
mm-hmm.
is amazing. They shut it down at the BET Awards. You've seen them around, whether you guys know it or not. But these are quiet giants on the rise. So once again, Tasha, thank you so much, and good night. God bless you.
Thank you. Take care, Annie. Bye bye.
All righty, you too. All right, guys. So make sure you follow Tasha Makia. Again, it's TOSHAMAKIA. That's Instagram and Twitter. Facebook, Tasha Makia fan page. Link up with the sister. She's sharing great things, motivational, inspirational, every day. We're going to take a quick song break and go ahead and just keep rocking out with some music until we shut it down for the night. If you guys have any calls about domestic violence, you know, or questions about domestic violence, I should say, feel free to, you know, tweet at Tasha. I'm pretty sure she'd be, you know, more than willing to help you. She's actually staying in tonight to help somebody out. So, you know, she's all about that life. We're going to jump into Cash Akbar with A Working Woman. And we'll be right back in 4 minutes and 46 seconds.
Just wanted to let you know, you might be a fan of me, but I'm a fan of you. See what you're doing. Working hard. I appreciate that. Them Louboutins, and she deserve them. So she get that, her nails and her Benz black. She pull up in killer scene, you know I can't resist that. So I plotted on her, she too bad. I got annoyed with the wavy hair, I'm feeling that. With the J2, I'm feeling that. That sleek dress, she killing that. She put them heels on and transform. Smoke a little, drink a lot. The weekend, she can't stop, it won't stop. That money's on her mind. Adding up them dividends and never wasting time. I like that, you want up, it can't wipe that. My free time, I Skype that. I get mine to go right back to doing me. She used to be falling with them losers. Now she on the winning team. And she know one thing, that's going get your cream, get your money, love. Ain't nobody going do it for you. Ain't no rules in this game. You know I'ma do the same. Yeah. This one's for them girls who be trying to get it though. This one's for them girls who be trying to get it though. Anywhere the cash goes, she collect a bankroll. Get your money, love, go and get your money. This one's for them girls who be trying to get it though. This one's for them girls who be trying to get it though. Anywhere the cash goes, she collect a bankroll. Get your money, love, go and get your money. You
like that Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Prada, she flaunts her own money. She wants that Yves Saint Laurent. It's something that turns her on. A complimentary charm in that ass in James Bond. See the bomb is napalm. I'm giving it up. She got me gone like
Cash, where your head at?
Love racked out like
Cash, where your bread at?
She throwing me stacks. I'm throwing her back. That Bonnie Bonnie and Clyde, the Jill and Jack, that Mary and Jane. Hills of that relationships we built and that we highlight. What the ceilings out of love, not weed. See my crazy addiction, life the only thing I need. It's kinda hard to oversee a person like me to a beautiful woman that's only about to tease. Cause I'm on the same mission that pay like some tuition. If we dining together, then we both wash the dishes. See my vision 2020 and this hit is 50-50. Knowing if we work together, then we both could get that milli. See, we could live lavish and plot up on the marriage. No, we ain't got a rush, cause you know we gon' have it. Now relax your mind and open that bottle and sip some wine. We living it up and building trust. That thought in the youth, we filled it up. The next step is up to you. That crib with the view or the condo on the top floor. We shine through these locked doors, plotting on how to get more of what we need to make a better way for our seed. This was for them girls who be trying to get it though. This was for them girls who be trying to get it though. Anywhere the cash goes, she collect her bankroll. Get your money, love, go and get your money, your money. This was for them girls who be trying to get it though. This was for them girls who be trying to get it though. Anywhere the cash goes, she collect her bankroll. Get your money, love, go and get your money, your money.
Every hardworking woman in the world appreciate it. But all men might not say it at times. They know it. Deep down inside, you know it too. Just keep that in mind. This one for the books.
Thank y'all for rocking with Get Lifted Radio. That was Cash Akbar, once again with A Working Woman, produced by Jamal Baptiste off of his Good Intentions project. You guys can follow him on social media as well at K-A-S-H Akbar, A-K-B-A-R. Cash is super motivated and out here making moves, doing things. He just dropped a new video. Y'all can check that out on GetLiftedEntertainment.com. And, yeah, the kid is, like, new wave, but he channels that old school energy. Like, he's clearly focused. So I definitely recommend, like, checking him out, vibing with him and whatnot. Right now, we're going to jump into another quick song just to keep the music rolling. Want to make sure and support these indie artists that are out here doing it and putting their time and money into these projects. So right now we're going to jump into J. Rue with No Gimmicks.
J. Rue, J. Rue, J. Rue, J. Rue. I woke up to Babylon at nightstand. King James, I got heat, South Beach, no flight plans. Cause I'm in the water, that boat has crossed the border. I want it all, my life is like an episode of Hardest. Yeah, I'm in your daughter, no rape won't do me like Rick Ross. But it's still fuck Reebok, tell me how much them J's cost. No bull, but all my bitches be shot. I wish these niggas well, cause they be flowing, lyrics be dry. Money on my mind, give a fuck about this rap shit. Ain't trying to do no time, gotta get the fuck about this trap shit. I need an actress, I'm on a roll, I need the support. I'm blowing the light out since these niggas wouldn't pass me the torch. These niggas pigs, ain't no pork on my fork. They must think they buy wild. My money better not come up short. Like Columbus, no background singers, I need some hummus. I'm hotter than summers, robbing niggas straight for they lovers like bad bitch, pay for. Getting change, pay phone. Niggas hating, that's the same song. Give a fuck, cause a nigga making pay sales. Flipping bricks, getting rich. Ain't no gimmick shit. Flipping bricks, getting rich. Ain't no gimmick shit. Flipping bricks, getting rich. Ain't no gimmick shit. Flipping bricks, getting rich.
Ain't no gimmick shit. Bad like I left something. Looking for my next woman. Trying to get some pussy cause I know that arrest coming. Boss, I ride Chevys and foreign cars. Shawty want me in her walls like I'm playing a game of darts. All these niggas bite my style. You would think I was swimming with sharks. I'm about green. Me and my niggas be investing in cars. No tiger, but you want the wood. No engine, but I'm in the hood. Tree of life, she want a snake. She said, bad never felt so good. No gimmicks, I'm fucking bitches in clinics. I'm in the fast lane, fuck the cops, I'm ripping up tickets. I'm minding my business, these niggas minding my business. Maintenance man lost my job cause I be robbing these tenants. I'm out in Philly with Philly Freck, no Cali, but we the best. I done made a lot of money, now I'm practicing safe sex. Selling bricks through that YouTube, leaders at that new school. Getting money, that expensive shit is what a nigga used to. Bad bitch, pay for. Getting change, pay phone. Niggas hating, that's the same song. Give a fuck, cause a nigga making pay out. Flipping bricks, getting rich. Ain't no gimmick shit, flipping bricks, getting rich. Ain't no gimmick shit, flipping bricks, getting rich. Ain't no gimmick shit, flipping bricks, getting rich. Ain't no gimmick
shit. But that commercial shit, I'd rather listen to some XM. Cause I'm seriously the hottest MC, don't compare me to them. Niggas know my shit, you would think it was them. Niggas quote my shit, they probably hating within. I don't give a motherfucking finger in the middle. I keep the Batman, these niggas be telling riddles. Niggas gay as fuck and I don't even like Skittles. These niggas is all gimmicks and I ain't even laughing, not even a little. I'm packing, no destination, killing niggas, cremation. Ashes to ashes, dirty money, that's what I'm making. I'm the definition of taking, ain't never been on probation. I create patience cause I ain't got no time to be waiting. Yeah, I'm real as fuck and these niggas stuck in the matrix. Might need a lawyer cause a nigga got Patron by the cases. Taking it back to the base. No plans on being complacent. I'm the nigga, I run tracks. You would think that I was racist. Bad bitch, pay for. Getting change, pay phone. Niggas hating, that's the same song. Give a fuck, cause a nigga making pay out. Flipping bricks, getting rich. Ain't no gimmick shit, flipping bricks, getting rich. Ain't no gimmick shit, flipping bricks, getting rich. Ain't no gimmick shit, flipping bricks, getting rich. Ain't no gimmick shit.
All right, that was J. Rue with No Gimmicks. You can follow him on social media as well, at I Am J. Rue. That's J-R, well, I am, the, first of all, I-A-M, and then the letter J-R-E-U. He's got some major moves. He's making a video shoot coming up. If you follow him, you can find out how you can score a cameo in that thing. And the whole, like, F-Fame movement is crazy, is taking over. The label is F-Fame Music Group. I'm trying to, like, clean up my hosting here, but I'm going to go ahead and let you guys know. It's Fuck Fame Music Group. And basically, like, everything that they stand for is just, like, making real moves, doing real things. It's not about the, like, you know, Tasha Makia had mentioned earlier, like, you know, a lot of catty stuff goes on amongst, you know, certain people. Like, a lot of you guys are plugged into reality TV, and you see all those fake situations and all the catty stuff that goes on those shows, and all that's for ratings, and really has very little to do with social progression. If you follow J. Rue and his movement, I'm pretty sure that you'll find things going on that you like within his camp. Like, he's always, like, giving away J's and, like, you know, just doing all kinds of crazy things to show his fans appreciation and get them involved. So that said, we're going to jump into another song. I'm not going to talk your heads off here. I think I want to go with something a little wavy from Brooklyn. This joint is called My Single. Loving the vibe, loving the energy of the song. This is Dime a Dozen off of the Hip Hop album with My Single.
Know these finals got the stress. Now I finally put your body to the test. What if this, what it do? What you hiding in that dress? Am I finding gold and diamond in your chest? Is it there? Who with you? She don't know my single, but she like me. She ain't even single, but she like me. She don't know my single, but she like me. We ain't even single. Let them talk about it, so what? Fuck them, they don't even know us. Call me when you're coming over. Got so much I wanna show ya. I'm longing for your lust again. Your bitches got me practicing. No, I ain't come to kick it with you. Cause clearly we too old to be frontin'. Take your clothes off or something. It's the two of us and no one is around. I want us to explore one another, never blow it up. Cause girl, it ain't my style. Let me lay it down. Know these finals got the stress. Now I finally put your body to the test. What it did, what it do? What you hiding in that dress? Am I finding gold or diamond in your chest? Is it there? Who with you? She don't know my single, but she like me. She ain't even single, but she like me. She don't know my single, but she like me. We ain't even single. Take off your shoes. Let me get your coat. Let me spark this conversation while we sip it slow. Stimulate your mind until I shift your soul. Get a snippet of what's inside before I enter a hole. Hold up, my homie's boner. A work of art, I hope to bring her home to mama. She was holy till she rained that holy water. Now she be wet, so where she want me to record her? Clearly, but she hold her. Could be front and take your clothes off or something. It's the two of us and no one is around. I want us to explore one another, never blow it up. Cause girl, today my style. Let me lay it down. You know that I've been wanting you. Showed you my soul, now show me that this one ain't it. I know this moment's overdue, but I had to find the time to find myself in you.
Oh boy, you know I wanna
know. I know you do.
Oh boy, you know I wanna
know. I know you do.
Oh boy, you know I wanna know.
Hey.
You feel so different, I can fall in love with you.
Yeah. She like a model. She like a model.
Single. Follow Dime a Dozen on Twitter. It's spelled DymeAduzin. And you can visit his website at iamdime.com, iamdime.com. Hashtag the movement, hip hop. Follow the hip hop in your area, whether it's, you know, hip hop Japan or hip hop UK or hip hop New York. Hip Hop NYC is Hip Hop New York, Hip Hop ATL for Atlanta. You know, get with that movement. That's the new to me, like, new wave of hip hop that we can, you know, still feel. That energy is crazy. Love what that kid's doing. Also want to just reiterate with tonight's topic and tonight's guest, domestic violence. There's also free domestic violence hotline. You guys can call 800-621-HOPE. That's 800-621-4673. And don't continue to be a victim, you know, if it's no more than feeling comfortable or reaching out to somebody and talking to somebody for step one, just go ahead and, you know, take that step. Men are victims of, you know, physical assaults too. So don't think that, you know, we're just bashing guys. Violence is violence, and it happens to women, men, and children. And more than 60% of it happens at home. So if it's happening to you and you feel afraid and you feel like you know, want to talk about it or you don't know what to do, go ahead and call that number or visit the domestic violence hotline online. Absolutely, like, 100% confidential, 24/7. That's thehotline.org. So those things being said, make sure to connect with our guest, Tasha Makia. And if you're suffering, like, don't suffer in silence. Reach out to someone and let people help you. That said, we're going to jump into another song break to take us out. I'm shutting down a little early tonight. Have a little family crisis going on. But we're going to jump into Mr. Baron Amato, God Bless and Safe Travels, to take us out tonight. Y'all be cool. Thanks for rocking.
I map quest the directions to my dreams. I said, start in your comfort zone and then leave. Be right past here, pit stop at Believe. Whenever you feel a need to refuel, pump your brakes every few hundred feet and appreciate the scenes. The journey's more important than I'll ever make it seem. You'll overlook it with ease with your eyes on a prize that you'll soon grow tired of. Everything that gleams ain't gold, and everything that's gold ain't no comparison to the glow you possess within your soul. And with that info, since you said they hit the road, imagine all the places you'll go, people you'll see, love that you show, as well as receive. It'll happen in due time, just move with God's speed down the straight now. God bless the safe travel, God bless the safe travel.
My brothers, I salam, make them, may the sun rise up, because I beyond wake them. I resurrect and never wreck when I drive. Faithful as God, I expect you alive. Block got bad corners, so the pyramid's falling. Babies out here starving, but everybody balling. Black churches on the surface, but they green on the inside. White churches yellow, so they feed off the empire. A Sunday segregation, we need that. It keeps us separated, we feed that. I-65 can drive us to get it, but I never get past how it divides up my city one time. One time, and I put my whole heart in one rhyme. So I hope that you just vibe while you ride up 65. Let's get it high.
Follow your heart, but keep your mind sharp. Walk by faith, but keep your eyes sharp just to peep the sign. Hey, drive slow if you need to. 2 miles per hour, so everybody sees you. Be true, even if everybody leaves you. Just keep in mind things happen the way they need to. Hey, this ain't nothing but a preview to forever. Better days down the street from your effort. Keep going straight, hit that next corner, you can find your blessing. If not, then keep pressing and understand a dead end ain't nothing but a case of misdirection. It's fine, just keep in mind the sun rises from the east and it sets in the west end. And I bet you that gets you right back on track down the straight now. God bless and safe travel. God bless and safe travel.
I'm trying to make myself rich and my people richer, but not at the cost of the scripture that would compromise the picture. Telling dreams, they really nightmare. Check your nightmares, get me wrong, I want a nice pair. But when you weigh the pros and cons of having fresh shit on, and where your life at, my scale is tipped in favor, taking it off and taking it right back. Mama want a house and I'm about that life. Papa want a palace, you can count that twice. These loans got me wrong, I'm a student of the earth. Sally made whatever I'm worth, should I owe her first? I don't want these fans to have to paint off my soul. You should feel it in your bones when you come out the shows. One time, one time, and I put my whole soul in one rhyme. So I hope that you just ride while you ride up 65.
it be wrong or would it be right? Tell me, would it be wrong or would it be right? Right, right. Well, I don't want to be right. Cause you're giving it all for one night. Tell me, would it be wrong or would it be right? Tell me, would it be wrong or would it be right? Like, you on that dance floor with your ass off. Not thinking about calling off, cause you working that. And I can picture that with your legs up and them pants off. Damn. And when you back it up for good.
My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T. And check this out. I got a second phone to gift to my mom. So now, she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how to get a smartphone on us. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. See store for details.